Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is, A Static Website Design Still Relevant? Websites can be created as dynamic, using content management systems, or they can be created as static, when more simplistic in nature. With recent developments in technologies for the development of dynamic websites, the question of whether static website designs are still relevant is a pertinent one. Before exploring the relevance of static website designs in the present era, I would like to outline the differences between static and dynamic websites, so that you can appreciate the distinction. It may sometimes not be easy to establish how a website is implemented, just from looking at it, although there is only so much that can be done with a static website, compared to a dynamic one. Static websites. Websites made of static web pages display the same information for all users, without regard for context. They show information exactly the same way it was originally stored, in all situations, and are often implemented as raw HTML and CSS, which is stored as files on the web server's file system. HTML is the design language of the web that determines the structure of web pages, while CSS is the design language of the web that determines style. These two lie at the foundation of how websites are built. Static web pages are not easy to maintain, since they require technical expertise to create and edit, and are therefore only suitable for websites whose content rarely changes. This has the downside that it may result in stagnant websites. Static websites can take longer to create, when compared to dynamic websites because the process of creating static websites is more involved. They are, however, cheaper to host as they demand minimal web server resources. Dynamic websites. Websites comprising of dynamic web pages are rendered on the fly, according to the instructions processed by an application server or web browser through server-side or client-side scripting. Dynamic websites are often implemented with a content management system, CMS, like WordPress or Joomla. A dynamic language such as PHP or JavaScript is used to convey instructions to the web server or web browser to assemble the web page every time it is requested according to set parameters that may vary according to context. For example, people in different countries may be shown different content from the same website. The website is therefore capable of distinguishing between different users. Dynamic websites are more functional, allowing for interactivity to be introduced into their rendering flows, as well as bells and whistles added to the website. They are more functional, enabling more to be done on the website according to preset conditions. Dynamic websites are much easier to update when compared to their static counterparts, requiring little to no technical expertise. However, hosting costs are higher for dynamic websites when compared to static websites, since they require more web server resources. A matter of needs and requirements. To answer the question of whether static websites are still relevant, it all depends on your needs, requirements, budget, or even the place at which you are in the development of your business or organization. If you have very little content to put on your website, then there is no need to go overkill with a dynamic website, especially if that content rarely changes. Websites that are 3 pages or less are well suited for designing as static websites. You might be launching the first website for your business or organization, and may just be interested in getting a basic online presence for now. At this stage, a static website becomes a good way for your business or organization to get its debut at being online, and may fit well with your objectives at the time. All considered, the static website is still relevant in the face of dynamic websites. It's all a matter of needs and requirements and how much content you have, as well as the kind of online presence you require. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.